Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. On the show today, we've got music from Stevie Jill, Smithfield, and Owen Jill. We'll also be talking about our recent interview with Stevie, so this should be a good one. But before we get into all that, and the top three from last week, I just wanted to run down real quick a lot of the things that the artists that we play on the show. Are doing so far. Yesterday, Stevie Jill dropped a song and the video for her her latest single, "Earthquake," and today, tonight at least. Two former guests are teaming up to play a show at Maxwell's in New Jersey. We've got Carolyn Miller teaming up with October Rose. A doors are open at 8 p.m. I'm guessing that's Eastern time, and they're. And tickets are $10. So, if you're anywhere around the New Jersey area, stop and see this. I believe it's for October Rose's brand new single release party. So that's that. Another former guest that's doing. A big thing in the industry right now is Megan Golden, and a week from today she will be releasing her brand new single called "I Miss Missing You" on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, et cetera. So that's that. A bunch of people that we've played previously on the show are, like I said, doing big things in the industry, and I'm so proud of every one of them. But with that being said, before we dive into the countdown this week, let's recap and take a little take a look back at next week, or back at last week. Coming in at number three last week was Megan Golden with a Dangerous. At number two last week with her a breakout mega hit was Kelly Shore's "Thought Like a Girl," and taking the top spot last week was Joe Smith with her. It's single, Old School Groove. And before I forget, I knew there was something else I was going to mention, but another former guest, Jessica Lynn, just released her brand new EP this morning. So y'all go check that one out. So, with that being said, let's get into this week's countdown. At number three is an artist who I've had a chance to meet with in person, and who I had on a show. I think he was either last week or the week before, but it's a super talented a singer song songwriter, Stevie Jewell, and her song Bad Habit. A multi-award winning and Grammy nominated before she even turned 20, Stevie has performed at the White House, Canadian Country Music Awards, and all over the U.S. to a great acclaim. A graduate of the a Royal Conservatory in Canada, a Las Vegas Academy for the Performing Arts, and the Atlanta Music Academy, Stevie's powerful storytelling and stunning vocal presence highlight her unique artistic identity, which a connection to her audiences across the globe. Stevie's single "Memory Lane" scored extensive airplay on CBC Radio in Jewel's homeland of Canada in late 2015. She's collaborating with national A-listers, and she's now currently based in Nashville, Hall of Famer Tom Douglas, and a pop writer slash producer Jody Marr, and Will Edwards on a new collection of songs after completing a fall 2016 tour. And like I said earlier, I had the chance to meet Stevie at the Awaba Awards in Nashville this past June, and I caught up with her again on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she's probably one of my dearest friends. So without further ado, in at number three this week is a Stevie Jewell with a Bad Habit on Indie Country Radio.
Baby, you're my hungry fruit. You got me on the
then coming in at number three this week was the lovely and talented Miss Stevie Jewel. Now, let me see if Stevie has any tour dates I can tell you about. Here we go. September 29th, she'll be in Renfrew, Ontario, Canada, at the Stones Northern Ramble. And I don't have a time on that show. The 30th, she'll be in Mattawa, Ontario, Canada. And Friday, October 13th, she'll be in Midland, Ontario, Canada, at Rotary Hall. And I don't have the times for any of those shows for you. But if you're anywhere near the Ontario, Canada area, between September 29th and October 13th, you better go see this girl. So, moving on to number two is an artist that we've played numerous times on this radio show, and I am just so thrilled to see big things happening for her. It's another Canadian by the name of Lindsay L. Most of y'all I know of this girl if you've been to a recent Brad Daisley show. She's currently out on tour with him, and from what I've seen and heard on social media, she completely just rocks. She'll melt your face off, totally, with her guitar skills. But we played several tracks off of our brand new album, The Project, which is just, folks, if you have yet to get this album, just get it. That's really hot. That's really all I can tell you. But coming in this week at number two is Lindsay L with Castle on Indie Country Radio.
Don't care about the battle. What if you feel the fire?
At number two this week was Alin Giel with Kessel. As I said earlier, if you've been to a recent Brad Paisley show, you've seen Alinzi completely slaying on guitar. Let me just quickly run down Alinzi's upcoming tour dates for the month of September for you. Tonight she'll be in Walmart Amp in Rogers, Arkansas. The second she'll be in the Pavilion at Irving Music Factory in Irving, Texas. September 8th she'll be at PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte, North Carolina. The 9th she'll be at a Jiffy Lube Live in Bristol, Virginia. The 15th, she's in Coral Sky Amphitheater in West Palm Beach, Florida. And there's no times on any of these. The 16th, she'll be at Mid Florida Credit Union Amphitheater at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa. The 20th, she's in Penn's Kingston in Kingston, Massachusetts. The 22nd, she'll be at the Boston Music Center in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. And I hope I didn't butcher that city name. The 23rd, she's at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park, Illinois. The 24th, she's at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in St. Louis, Missouri. The 28th, she's at A Good Times of Olean in Olean, New York. The 29th, she's in a comedian club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And rounding out the month of September, she'll be at the Twine Country Fest in Springfield, Massachusetts. So again, that was Alinzi Giel with Kessel. Which, a side note, was co-written by super talented singer, a songwriter Abby Cohn, who I know of via social media. So I just had to kind of throw that one in there for you, Abby. and that brings us to the top spot. The coup de grace, as it was. Smithfield was founded in 2011 with a dream as big as their home state of Texas. Comprised of vocalists Trey and Jennifer, Smithfield took the stage by storm with their memorable music and stunning harmonies. Having grown up together, their onstage chemistry is undeniably genuine and natural. Country duos are a unique breed in the music industry. Our two voices have to blend perfectly together, and that combination is often hard to find, even in two great singers. Against all odds, a duo has continued to persevere with their music and develop the sound, and found that with a lot of hard work and passion, anything can be accomplished. After only 1 year in Nashville, Smithfield had already landed opening gigs for established artists, including Eric Paisley, Scotty McCreery, Janet Kramer, Dustin Lynch, Brothers Osborne, and Craig Campbell. Mixing in the heavily rock-influenced background of Trey and the classical country tendency of Jennifer, Smithfield creates a contemporary country sound that's different and compelling. So that brings us to the number one song, and it is the a brand new single from Smithfield called When You're Gone. And this song is currently in regular rotation on a Sirius XM the highway. So here it is, folks. You're a number one song for the week, Smithfield and When You're Gone on Indie Country Radio.
I can't take it, baby, when you're looking like that. Tipsy, leaving your lipstick on that long stem glass. You can't fake it. Got everybody thinking you're good, like you've only had one, but you're coming undone like I knew you would. You're as fine as the wine that you've been sipping on. When your head's down and you're dancing around to every song, I love what you do when you had too many. Hard to believe that you're coming home with me. This drink ain't the only thing that's coming on strong. You get me going when you're gone. Girl, you get me going when you're gone. The way you're moving, like you live to give a damn back home. Got everybody in here wishing you were all alone.
Radio. One thing I forgot to mention at the top of the show was another artist that we played some here on the show. I just had something big happen. Their single was accepted in the rotation on SiriusXM's The Blend, which is now I think it's called Yacht Rock Radio. I'm not totally sure. I'll have to check on that. But big congrats to the super talented. A super talented Taylor Marie on that, but before we wrap things up, I wanted to give you a quick rundown of where you guys can see Smithfield on the road. September 8th, they'll be at Cleveland Plaza in Tallahassee, Florida. The 15th. They're at Heritage Park in Windsor, Virginia. The 23rd, they're at Hoax Bluff City Fest in Hoax Bluff, Alabama. The 24th, they're in Beardstown, Illinois at the Beardstown Fall Festival. And the 29th, they'll be in Las Vegas at the MGM Resorts Village. So join us back again here this coming Tuesday for our interview with the lovely Gabby Patrice, and I literally just booked Shelby Ray today for September 12th at 4:30, and the Yeti Patrice show is also at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern. So I think with that, I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to What It Is with Murph. Thank you, and.